And this week's Parshas Vayakel, the Psukim recount those who took place, who took part in the Melechas HaMishkan and the Nidvas HaMishkan. And the Pasuk, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk of Zayin, it says that the Nesim of U.S. Avni Hashoyim, Rashi brings the famous Chazal that point out that the Nesim are counted as having taken from the last part in the Nidvas HaMishkan. Rashi came later on in Parshas Nosin, the Chanukam says, Be'ech, they were first. What's the Chilik? Says Chazal, when Moshe approached the Nesi'im and asked them to take part in the Nidvas HaMishkan, they said, let Klal Yisrael first give what they're going to give, and whatever's finished, no matter what is left over, we're going to finish. And at the end, it seems that they didn't really have what to give in the actual Mishkan itself. They only gave the Avin Yishoyim, which were for the big day kahuna. And it seemed like that there was a taina on them. So in Mela, they made the tshuva on that later in the Chanukah Zazbech, and they said they're going to be in Nisnadiv Tchila. And that's why Rashi brings afterwards, it says, V'hanesiyim chaser yud. V'hanesiyim chaser yud, nefish nisatzlu mitchila. Chazal, there's a techocha, there's kilo un'oynish, that there's a time on them that there was considered was atzlis, that they didn't taka, weren't the first to take place in the Mishkan, in the Nidvas HaMishkan. And I'd like to try to understand two things. Firstly, famous question everyone asks, is what was wrong with their cheshbon? They made a very sound, logical cheshbon, that very often there's a lot left. No one gives. No one finishes what has to be given. And they said, we'll foot the bill. We'll provide whatever is left. What was wrong with that decision? Why was it considered atzlis? I would like to also understand what exactly is the mida keneged mida, the oynish, and the fact that it's written, it's nechser ois mishmam, that was the oynish kilu, that they, it was nechser ois mishmam, they were missing an ois in their name. So it would seem to be, I'll start from the second question, and that will help us come to the answer. It seems to be, if the Torah was nechser ois mishmam, they were missing a letter, and it seems to be that the taina was in their actual name. In the name Nisim, there was a taina, they were missing the chesaron, the pagam here was a lack in the midah of nisius and being a nasi. That was the atzlus over here. What does this mean? So maybe if we understand better what a nasi is, what is the idea of a nasi, we can understand the taina and the pagam and the atzlus over here. There's a very famous Ramban in the sixth parashah, a few psukim earlier. And the Ramban points out that there's a difference. When the Pesukim referred to those who took place in the Nidvas HaMishkan, it says, Nidivas slave. Shenke, when it talks about those who took part in the actual Meleches, the building of the Mishkan, it says, Asher Nesoy Libay, Kalish Asher Nesoy Libay. So very famous Ramban. The Ramban is a fascinating point. He said that in the Meleches HaMishkan, there were many, many skills, sewing, weaving, constructing, that required tremendous amounts of talents, subtle skills, that logically would have required many years and years of training. There was apprenticeship that would needed expertise. And who? Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, they were, as peasants, they were totally unskilled, untrained, unschooled. Nevertheless, there were people who were able to go and do the most delicate, subtle, talented expert work that required the greatest expertise. How did this happen? This was with the koyach of Nesiyah slave, says the Ramban. Quote a little lashon, the famous Ramban. Lo yoyah behem misha lomenes hamalachas ha'elem imalamid. Or misha imeim behon yad of klal. They didn't get trained. Zok to Ramban, avol motza betivoy sheyosol asus kein. They stepped up to the plate. Vayig baliba bedarkei Hashem. They raised their hearts and they said, they see a slave, they said, we're going to do it. And Ramban says, amazing. Motza betivoy. They found all of a sudden they were able to do, like someone who's been trained, a trained weaver, to do the finest weave work. Every time I read this Ramban, without fail, I get Chalish Sadas. The Ramban is the ultimate Mechayev. The Ramban is saying there's nothing that a human can't do. Apparently, you know, we think only what was placed in the human being. He can't have more than we place him. Than we place him in originally. Kaneira, a human being can do a lot more. And Rambam says the statement I just said is accurate. It's not that he's able to do more than is placed in him. It's just that he's not made by human, he's made by God. A human being, an Adam, is a Tzelem Elikim. He's a Tzelem Elikim, a Tzelem Elikim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Bayre. The human being has a creative force that has no Gvul. Apparently, it says in this Ramban, this is the idea of the Ramban, that the resource center of a human being, the resources, the storage houses of resources are unlimited. If need be, there's nothing that the great Amir Adam can produce nothing that another can produce. The question is there a drisha? Is there a demand? When there's a demand for a person to produce, he accesses every last kayach. Like many times we see in life, when a person under a certain situation, pressure, he's able to do the things that were beyond his tfisa that he could be able to do. So too, Zochter Ramban, you could force yourself. How? There's a kayach in a mensch called Nisiyah Slave. What does that mean, Nisiyah Slave? Nisiyah Slave is not just the dream. Nisiyah Slave is decision. A person has a kayach, a yuzman, initiative, an azus that says, I'm going to do it. It's finished. Now I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to do it. That's it. I'm going to do this. Once a person makes that decision, he can access any kayach. There's nothing stopping the person. Motza betiva yishayodolas is gain. This is an unbelievable Ramban. And this is a gilui otzum in the kayach hasanefesh of a person. And Kanira, this is what makes Nisim Nisim. What makes Nisim? What are Nisim? Nisim are the leaders of Klal Yisrael. The leaders, the manigim. The Nisim, because they're upraised. What makes them elite? What makes them lifted up, exalted? Their answer is they lifted themselves. The answer is they found a Nisiyah Slave to not remain average, to go beyond. This is the Koyach of Anasi. In Kinira, this was the Taina on them. And this was the Atzlus. This is a new type of Atzlus. It's an Atzlus of staying average. It's an Atzlus of not having an initiative, jumping up, going beyond, lifting yourself up. The Nisim, that was what made them Nisim originally. That's what placed them beyond the average, beyond everyone else. They should have right away jumped up. They shouldn't have left. They shouldn't have said, okay, logically, you could have said, good-naturedly, we'll finish everything that has to be done. But no, if you do that, you don't end up being a Nasi. I think this is touching on a huge yisoid, which we could grow from. There's a koyach of nesiyas, and that's what decides how great you're going to be in life. There's a yetzahara in a person, which is called the yetzahara of mediocrity. And it's neveah from a certain atzlus. It's a very subtle atzlus, but it's called being mediocre. The Mitzvah of Sharman, Perek Dalit in Zihiris, deals with this. And he's talking about Zihiris. Zihiris is the idea of being careful, being extra careful in life. Being extra zara, the Rav is giving a shir in Hilchas Shabbos. Am I going to go to that shir? Am I going to daktik to eat in the more chomer dika hechsher? Zihiris, going to the shul, it talks less. Mr. Sharm says, and he's trying to be ma'ir, a person to be oisik and zirus, and he says, there's a yetzahar of people that a person says, okay, I don't have to sit oibenun in Gan Eden. I don't have to sit in the Mizrach in Gan Eden. It's enough, I'll get a little Gan Eden. It's enough, I know. That means Mr. Sharm is saying the people generally know that there's more they can do. They know they can be more medactic. They know they can have a better davening. They can have a more serious seder. They know very well that there's a new program in Dirshu starting. They should sign up. But they say, this is a bainus. I can be a bainus. And Mr. Sharm says, let's ask ourselves. Then in Yonei Olam, in worldly pursuits, do we have the same approach? Is a person happy with being average in his law firm? Is a person average and not being the best in other competitions in life? On the sports court? Is he happy being average and not being, the most popular guy on the block? Kadosh Baruch Hu made a person that he wants to be the best. Zochtem is Yisharim, so why in Inyon Yeruchni is don't you take the same approach? And Yisharim says it's only because deep down you don't really want the Mechayev of having to be didactic in being elite, in being the best, in keeping up with that high level of Ruchnius. This is an atzlus of being mediocre. The mid of Nesiyas is exactly the opposite. A Nasi is, all of a sudden, there's an opportunity. Someone has to say the Dafshir. Who's going to be a person? It's unbelievable. It's against the tef of a person. There's a musik of Nisiyah Slave. You could think in a million years you can't see a daf shir. If you decide 100%, you lift yourself up and you say, I'm going to give the daf, you'll do it. If you decide it, you do it. Your kaychas, the kaychas of a mensch are unlimited. They'll access that. If you decide, okay, I'm going to daven in that more serious shul. If you decide, I'm going to start changing my shalom bias. Really, I'm not going to try. I'm going to really change my midas. I have certain midas. I'm going to do it. It's an Asiyas Lev, it's an Azus, it's an initiative. It's a Koyaches Roimus that's in the human being. This is a Mida of Nisius. This is what makes a Nasi a Nasi. And this is what they were lacking when they didn't have the initiative to join right away in the Nidves HaMishkan. Because the Torah marks this by the Nechsa Ois Mishmam, because they were missing in being their Nasi. There was a Taina on their Nisius. They made up for it in the Chanukah HaMizbeach. They right away went first. But this is something that we have to think about ourselves. There's a Noisei called Nisius, the Rambam, in the Chostam Torah, when he talks about Keser Torah, in Per Gimel Alocha Vav, and he talks about Keser Torah. Keser Torah means wearing the Keser Torah is the woman. A crown makes you raised. You're Mura Min Am. You're raised. The Torah raises you ahead above everyone. And he talks about the Torah. Wearing the Keser Torah requires a person giving up a lot of Nyanim Melim Hazeh. Kachi Darka Shal Torah Pasla Melech Teichel. He brings his Lashon, his Mish, and his Soy, Liboy Lekayim Mitzvazu. Yes, a person can say, it's okay. Don't be Abainini. You know, it's okay. You know, I'm not going to send my kid to the best yeshivas. My son learn his whole life. Other people's kid can learn. You know, I'm not going to be the one who's joining the new shir. I'm not going to be the one who's going to the new shir that's going on Chizuk and Tefillah. Other people. Mishne soy liboy. Somebody who wants to take it to the next level, he needs a Nesiyah slave. He needs this mid of Nesiyah. This is a tremendous insight. It's an eye-opener. We really decide what type of people are going to be. Are we going to be leaders? Are we going to be leaders in every area? Who's going to open up? There's a gemach that has to be opened up. Are you going to jump? Are you going to be the one? There's so many boundaries. There's so many limitations. What do you think? Nisiya slave. You step up. Yigba libe ledark Hashem. It's a force that every single person has. The Nisiyim were the ones who maximized that, who brought that home. We have a bechira. We could decide to remain Beinanim, mediocre, or we could decide to be Nisiyim. We could decide to be Vayigbaliboy, Bedarke Hashem. Good Shabbos.